There have long been questions about how pharmaceutical companies get doctors to prescribe their drugs, but it's hard to get answers because the action takes place behind closed doors, away from the eyes of patients. Now, a whistleblower lawsuit filed in Boston has opened those doors a crack to show how one company gave generous financial rewards to doctors and created a blockbuster drug. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Beginning in the mid-1990s, a drug company called Park Davis allegedly devised an illegal strategy to sell its drug, Neurontin. Here's what a senior Park Davis executive told employees to do on doctor visits. His words are taken from a transcript filed in the lawsuit by whistleblower Dr. David Franklin. They're read by an actor.
"We need to be holding their hand and whispering in their ear. Neurontin for pain. Neurontin for monotherapy. Neurontin for bipolar. Neurontin for everything. I don't want to see a single patient coming off Neurontin until they've been up to 4,800 milligrams a day. I don't want to hear that safety crap either."
The whistleblower says Park Davis had to whisper to doctors and to cajole, encourage, and reward them because the Food and Drug Administration wouldn't let Park Davis market Neurontin for all those conditions. The FDA had approved Neurontin only for one narrow use, to control epileptic seizures, and only in doses of up to 1,800 milligrams. To market Neurontin openly for other uses and at higher doses, Park Davis would have had to prove that Neurontin worked on other diseases and that it was safe at higher doses. But the company didn't want to do that, according to the whistleblower's lawyer, Tom Green.
They thought it would take 2 to 3 years to conduct the necessary trials. It would cost between $3 and $4 million. It would take another year to get the FDA application filed and acted upon. And by that time, the generic drug manufacturers would be at the door because the patent would be expiring in 1998.
When that happened, the Neurontin profits would likely evaporate because generic drug makers would flood the market with cheap copies. Neurontin and Park Davis are now owned by Pfizer. A Pfizer spokeswoman said the company doesn't talk about pending litigation, but she stressed that the alleged marketing of unapproved uses to doctors happened before Pfizer acquired Park Davis in the year 2000. By the way, doctors didn't break the law when they prescribed Neurontin for unapproved uses, but Park Davis would have broken federal food and drug laws if it promoted those uses. A judge and jury will have to decide who's right. Whatever the outcome, the public evidence in this case does lay bare the culture of gifts, honoraria, and other financial rewards that pervades the relationship between doctors and the drug industry. According to the whistleblower, who stands to make a lot of money if he wins his suit, Park Davis created a parallel sales force to push Neurontin's unapproved uses. The salesmen were called medical liaisons. They went to doctors' offices, and the lawsuit says they falsely presented themselves as research scientists or physicians. Then they dangled goodies in front of the doctors. The starter goodie was the chance to be a Neurontin consultant for Park Davis and to attend consultant meetings. Lawyer Tom Green describes the meetings as boondoggles.
The more lavish consultant meetings were held in resorts. At those lavish resorts, physicians would attend for a weekend. Their lodging would be paid. Their airfare would be paid. They'd be paid a $250 honorarium.
And Green says all they did for that money was listen to other doctors preach the Neurontin gospel. When the doctors left, Park Davis kept track of their prescriptions. Green says if the doctor's prescriptions jumped high enough, they could qualify for the next rung of the goodie ladder, the Speaker's Bureau.
As a Speaker Bureau member, you could travel around the country and give multiple presentations, sometimes several in one day. And for these presentations, you could be paid $1,000 per presentation. If you did two in a day, you may be paid $750 for the second presentation. Many of them made tens of thousands of dollars a year giving these presentations for off-label uses of Neurontin.
Green says Park Davis specially wanted so-called thought leaders for its Speaker's Bureau, doctors who worked at important hospitals, treated lots of patients, and trained other doctors. One other perk stands out. According to the whistleblower, Park Davis would give high-prescribing doctors a $350 fee for letting medical liaisons follow them around the office. The suit includes the transcript of a voicemail left by a medical liaison after one such visit. It's read by an actor.
"The structure basically was that the doctor would review the chart of each patient with me in a one-on-one fashion. Then we would go meet the patient. The patient would be examined, and then, while the patient was dressing, the doctor and I, one-on-one, would discuss the patient and therapeutic options, and then as the patient came into the doctor's office, the three of us, therapeutic guidelines, medication, etc., were discussed and implemented with the patient.
The liaison went on to describe how he persuaded the doctor to raise the Neurontin dose for one patient and to give Neurontin another try with a second patient who'd had some side effects.
I saw the actual prescription generated in front of me, so that was certainly nice, and I certainly felt that me being there, I had some influence on that medical decision. So, you know, I'm glad the company has come up with this program and given us some opportunity to utilize it.
Aggressive marketing to doctors isn't new or confined to Park Davis. Drug companies spend billions of dollars on it.
Basically, what you're talking about is payola. Studies have shown that these trips, these gifts, are extremely effective at changing physician prescribing behavior.
Michael Wilkes is professor of medicine at the University of California at Davis.
Once they go, there's a whole psychology to building up loyalty. Well, I went and they paid for me to go, and, you know, sure, I'm a good doctor, but boy, if I want to do something like this again, I'm really going to use this drug.
Beginning next month, the drug industry says it'll voluntarily curtail some of these practices, such as lavish meals, free trips to nice resorts, and honoraria for consultants who don't do any work. Jeff Truitt is a spokesman for the industry's trade group, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America.
We are trying to make a good faith effort to address the periodic concerns that have been expressed over the years.
So has Neurontin succeeded because of Park Davis's largesse to doctors? If the whistleblower is right, the largesse surely played a part. $1.8 billion of the drug was sold last year. In recent years, between 80 to 90% of Neurontin has been sold for unapproved uses, according to court filings. Last month, the FDA approved Neurontin for a second use, the treatment of pain associated with shingles. Neurontin is a very safe drug. No one's died of an overdose of it, and it seems to work at least some of the time on common conditions that are hard to treat, such as chronic pain. But doctors are willing to prescribe Neurontin even for bipolar disorder, where sugar pills work better. Ann Hamer of the Oregon College of Pharmacy says patients can't afford their doctor's prescribing habits. She recently studied the use of Neurontin among Oregon's Medicaid patients.
Average wholesale price of Neurontin is $191 a month. And then compare that to our other first-line therapy, amitriptyline, which is $7 a month. That's when we really start to wonder, is this the best use of our resources?
It'll be many months before the whistleblower and the drug company face off in court. Meanwhile, the federal government and a group of 47 state attorneys general are each conducting criminal investigations into the marketing of Neurontin. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.